This one is Srimad Bhagavatam-based, that we are going to discuss is from chapter 1, canto, sorry, canto 1, chapter 5, text number 89. This is the afternoon. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Entrusted with specific service of the Lord through the agency of the spiritual master. A pure devotee is more interested in serving the Lord than in showing an exhibition of the mystic powers dormant in him. Sri Narada has explained all this from his personal experience, and one can obtain all the facilities which Sri Narada obtained by perfecting the chanting process of sound representation of the Lord. There is no part of chanting this transcendental sound by anyone, provided it is received through Narada's representative coming down by the chain of disciplic succession or the parampara system. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Let us offer our homologances to the parampara guru, the Lord Shri Krishna, so that any discussion we have during this course of the class is as per the disciplic succession. And sing along with me. Om Ajnana Vidyanasya
Nandana Sarathaya Chakshur Unvidyam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sahilam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sakarantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhuvetam Sadhutam Parijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Madhavam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Anaye Priye Vansha Kalpa Charu Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patika Nam Pavane Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Ashrama of Vyasadeva. and he sees that Vyasadeva is quite despondent. Although Vyasadeva had done so much in writing the Vedic scriptures, he wrote Mahabharata, divided the Vedas in different divisions, but still there was unsatisfaction. And Narada Muni diagnoses the root cause of the problem. The root cause is that anything which is separating vision from the Lord, if it is not related to the Lord, the name, form, and the past names, then it will simply actually agitate the mind. Tato anyata kinchana yat vivakshito prithak udeshas tat prithak rupanamati. It is prithak. Prithak means separate. If it's separate, anything which is separate from the name, forms, the past times of the Lord, no matter how good it may be, in terms of mode of goodness even, it will simply agitate the mind. Nakarchin kvapi is described as dushkitamatihi. Dushkitamatihi. Laveta vata ata nava ivaspadam. Boat which is not anchored, has no resting place, it is just oscillating. So similarly, we may be doing everything and anything, but peace is not there. And without peace, how can we do our chanting, how can we do our devotional service? Peace has to be there. Therefore, one of the seed bases of Srimad Bhagavatam is that everything should be connected with Krishna. Rite artham yat pratiyeta, na pratiyeta cha atmani. It is said that in this world, if we see anything of any value, artham, and Krishna says, na pratiyeta cha atmani, and if it is not in relation to me, then tat vidyat atmano maya, then know that as my illusory energy. Yatha bhaso yatha tamaha. That reflection which appears in darkness. Now, if at night time we lock ourselves in room, close the curtain, and there is mirror all around, can we see a reflection? No, isn't it? So similarly, without Krishna, there is no meaning, there is no purpose to life. Whatever we do is only described as shrama eva hi kevalam. It is just labor, useless labor. Everything has to be connected to Krishna. And Narada Muni is that great devotee who is expert in the art of connecting everything to Krishna. He's expert in the art of cultivating devotees, no matter what they are or what they are. Starting point is, we see Narada Muni has great disciples Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, even Valmiki, the most fallen Vigari. All these personalities were at different level of consciousness. Some were very degraded, for example, Valmiki in his previous life. But nonetheless, Narada Muni is an expert in art. And by his personal experience, he is doing it, because he has personally realized this. So when we go forward a bit in the next chapter, we'll see that Narada Muni, actually, after having association of devotees in his past life, was very much interested in devotional service, and he wanted to go along with those transcendentalists. However, those transcendentalists said, you know, we are the only son of your mother. So at the moment your duty is to look after your mother. In the meantime, just follow our instructions and do devotional service. So Narada Muni, with the mode of detachment, was doing his swadharma. This is very important. Our devotional service has to be in the mode of detachment. Sorry, not devotional service. Our swadharma, occupational duties, has to be done in mode of detachment. We are attached to it, doing it, but actually we are not attached. That is the secret. The attachment should be to Krishna, because the world is for Krishna. And in this all, it is the transcendental sound vibration which will assist us. So in due course of time, everything was arranged, because Narada Muni had intense desire. Then, by arrangement of providence, his mother passed away, and he was free to then go to the forest and meditate on the Lord. Now, Narada Muni had left everything, and he sat down in the forest, found a nice place, and he was meditating on the Lord. And very soon, the Lord manifested in his heart. He gave direct audience to Narada Muni. But very soon, that beautiful form of the Lord disappeared. And Narada Muni became very agitated. Not seeing that form, he opened his eyes and tried to look at that beautiful form outside. But he could not, no matter how hard he tried, he could not see that form of the Lord. At that point in time, Krishna speaks to Shabda Brahma. And he says to Narada, Hantasmi Janmani Bhavam. Nama Drashtum Iharati. That, O Narada, that I regret to inform you that in this life you will no longer be able to have my audience. And the reason Krishna gives is Avi Pakva Kashayanam. That I do not manifest to one who is Avi Pakva. Avipakva means, pakva means pakka, is mature. Avipakva means is immature in devotional stages. Kashaya now, this tinge of death still remaining. And so that darshan ma pu yogi now. So then if there is some death remaining in us, then we are pu yogis. We are not qualified to see the Lord. But then Krishna went on to speak that I have through my causeless mercy given audience to you, so that you may be inspired to carry on devotional service. So as Bhakta Prabhu gave a very nice class yesterday, and he said, at the beginning when we start doing devotional service, we get a lot of taste. You know, we are all inspired. Everything is jai. So here we see that actually it is happening from Narada Muni as well. This is Krishna's special mercy. He is giving us inspiration so that we have impetus, some taste there, that we can carry on doing devotional service. However, we have to understand that we are still Avipakva. Who is here like Narada Muni? Narada Muni had already left his house, went into the forest. We are not doing that. But still we go on and say, oh, Prabhu, Mata, Mataji, there is no taste. I don't have affection for Krishna. But Narada Muni then did not give up. This is the most important quality that we should persevere, meaning we should have patience. Rupa Goswami says, Utsahat Nishaya Dhairya. One should be enthusiastic. Usually enthusiasm is quite a lot we have. Nishaya, determination has to be there. But together with that, patience also needs to be there. Nowadays, especially in Kali Yuga, patience is becoming less and less. You know, everything we wanted and we want it now. They said one devotee, you know, when he became a devotee very young, he approached Krishna. He used to approach Krishna every day and he used to say, Krishna, you please purify me now. And then 30 years later, the same devotee used to go to Krishna and say, Krishna, please purify me. There is a bulk of difference. We cannot demand. So we have to be patient in devotional service. So how did Narada Muni conduct his life? Narada Muni says that Etavat Yukto Pararam Dharmahan. So when Krishna finish speaking, then Narad Muni is explaining to Vyasadeva this wonderful verse, which establishes that sound vibration is not different from Krishna.
Itavadukto pararamatanmah bhutam naholingamalingamishvaram aham chatasmai mahatam mahiyase shishnavanamam vidadenukam pitaha.
It says Itavadukto, when that sound, Shabda Brahma, Krishna, he stopped speaking. It was most wonderful, that sound was most wonderful. Etavadyukva, Pararama, Dadmaha, Bhutam, Napolingam, Alingam, Ishwaram. He said, it was Bhutam, Napolingam. Napo means sound, and Lingam means form. So, it was personified by sound, Alingam Ishwaram, but unseen by eyes. So actually in that sound vibration, Narad Muni realized the form of the Lord, saw the form of the Lord. This is amazing, isn't it? That we say that through sound we have seen it. But actually this is the path. Our path is of Pratishtha. Brahmaji in his praise for creative energies in death and God. He says, Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hit saroja aste srutikshita pato naranata punsam. The path of bhakti yoga is aste srutikshita pato. Srutikshita is a very nice word. Srutikshita means, shruta means hearing. And what does ikshita mean? Seeing. Correct. Ishita means seeing. So here Brahmaji is saying that seeing through the channel of ears. We see through the channel of ears. Aste srutikshita patho narunata pumsam yadyat dhyata rukaya vibhavayanti tattat vahu pranayase sadanugrahaya. So he's seeing through the channel of ears, and the form of the Lord is then manifested. And similarly, we see many examples throughout Bhagavatam that simply by giving oral reception to Krishna's names and pastimes, that devotees gain attraction towards Krishna. All their desires are fulfilled and they are fully purified. Greatest example is Rukmini Devi. Rukmini Devi never saw Krishna. But she just heard about Krishna. In her letter to Krishna, she writes, Shrutva Gunam Bhuvana Sundara Srinvatamte. That Shrutva, I have heard Gunam, your qualities, my Lord. Your qualities, what is the main quality? Bhuvana Sundara Srinvatamte. That in this whole world, I have heard that you are the most beautiful person. It is said when the consideration of marriage is there, then the first consideration for the girl is that the boy should be good looking. And the consideration for the mother is that the boy should be earning nicely. The daughter should not be starving. The consideration for father, it is said that the boy should be of good character. Doesn't matter, he doesn't earn that much, but he should be a good character. That is very important. And the consideration for friends and relatives, they say, it doesn't really matter, all these things don't matter, as long as there is nice, sumptuous prasadam at the wedding. So here, Rukmini Devi is saying, Shrutvagunam bhuvana sundara srinvatamte nirvishya karna vivarai harutangatapam
रूपं दृशां ऋषिमतां अधिकार्थलाभं त्वय्याच्युता वसति चित्तमपत्रकं मे.
She says, I have heard that you are the most beautiful person in this world. Nirvishya karna vivare harotang tapam. That as soon as your description has entered the channel of ears, harotang tapam, all my tapa, miseries, they have gone away. Rupam drisham drishimatam akhidata lapam. And just by seeing you, I have achieved everything. Just by seeing the form of the Lord, actually, we achieve everything. The impersonalists, they beat around the bush, you know, oh, everything is Lord, doesn't have any form. There used to be a great Mayavadi scholar, and he was a great debater. I think his name was Madhusudan Saraswati. And in Vrindavan, he once went and he was debating and defeating Vaishnavas. He was able to defeat. So once he was at the Bhakti Bihari temple in Vrindavan, and there he was coming out from the temple. So one of a simple Vaishnava devotee approached him, paid obeisances to him, and he said, so Madhusudan Saraswati, you believe that everything is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. You are Brahman, I am Brahman. So he said, yes, everything is Brahman. So he said, then how do you feel when you, the Brahman, in debate defeats another Brahmana? Doesn't it mean that you are defeating yourself? But he said it in such a humble way that it struck Madhusudan Saraswati's heart. And from that time, Madhusudan Saraswati just started meditating in the names and the forms of the Lord. He was an acharya, and he went back to Banaras. So there he had his students. And to them as well, he started teaching Vaishnava philosophy. So his students were then, you know, very perplexed. And they started talking amongst themselves, our Guru Maharaj is deviating now. We should question him. What is he doing? He's deviating. So they all collectively approached him and said, tell us, what do you understand to be the Siddhanta? What is the Siddhanta? That main Siddhanta of what you are preaching, what is it? So Madhusudan Saraswati, he composed a verse there and there, you know, and he spoke. Vamshi vibhushita kararnav nirataha pitamvaram marnapimba phaladarushta purnendu sundara mukha arvinda netram krishna param kimapitatvamaham na jane. He said that Vamshi Vibhushita, there is a boy who is holding flute, karar, in his hands. Navaneera Dharma, and his color is blackish, like a fresh rain cloud. Pitambaram Arunabhimba Paladarushta, and he is wearing yellow dhoti, Pitambaram Arunabhimba Paladarushta, and he is with his bimba like lips, he is touching the flute. Purnendu Sundara, and his round, his face is round like a moon. Purnendu. If you look at Krishna always, he is round, his face is round. It's not long. It's, you know, when we approach the Lord, you know, our faces are long, we are very sad models. But Krishna, you know, actually, it is said that we should smile when we see the Lord. Because the Lord is always smiling. One of the nature of Krishna, you look, you know, Radha Vallabhji, Smeram Bhungi, Rupa Goswami again says, Lord is Smeram. Smeram means always smiling. But we go in front of him with a frown. So it is said, we should be like quarter to three. Big smile should be there when you see the Lord. Purnendu sundara mukha. His face is very beautiful, like moon. Arvind netra, and he's got lotus eyes. And that person, his name is Krishna. And he says, Krishna Param. And he's the supreme person. Tattva aham na jana. I don't know of any other greater truth than Krishna. There may be some, you may be knowing, but I don't know. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the supreme God. So just by hearing this description of Krishna, actually Shukadeva Goswami also, he was an impersonalist. But what did he hear? He heard Srimad Bhagavatam from disciples of Vyasadeva who were collecting firewood. And they became, and as soon as the verse hit and entered the ears of Shukadeva Goswami, the form of Krishna manifested. This is called Shudikshita, seeing the Lord through the channel of ears. So when we chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
this happens. We see the form of the Lord. It becomes manifested. We don't have to try anything. Lord is not different from His names. His katha is not different. So His description in itself is the manifestation of His form. Now, Srila Prabhupada in this report mentions that, however, this will not happen if there are offenses. Numbering 10, he says. And as practitioners of devotional service, of course, we guard against all 10 offenses. And we recite them daily. But the most important offense that suddenly gets in is inattentive chanting. Because Krishna is not different from His names, then He's present in His names. When I used to first hear about chanting, you know, devotees used to preach that, oh, just chant, everything will be alright, all solutions are through chanting, everything will be resolved, don't worry, just chant Hare Krishna. You know, we all have had that. And I used to think this is the greatest scam around. You know, how can just by chanting everything, all the problems in the world, you mean to say hunger can be solved just by chanting? Yes. Yes. Sounds like a great scam, isn't it? But actually, once you do it, then you realize it is actually true. Everything is resolved just by chanting. So one devotee, you know, when I questioned him, I revealed my mind to him, then he told me this verse from the scriptures, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. What's the verse to go? Nama Chintamani, yes. Nama Chintamani, Krishna, Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukta Abhinatva Nama Namana. So Nama Chintamani. Krishna's name is like Chintamani. Any desire you have can fulfill. And why it is not impersonal? Because it is Chaitanya, it is light. Chaitanya means it is light. This electricity is flowing because the wires are light. Chaitanya. And it is full of rasa. Rasa vigraha. Purna shuddho. It is complete in itself. You don't need anything else. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is enough. You don't need anything else. Purna shuddho. It is supreme pure. Nitya mukta. And eternally it is liberated. And then in the last line, it said, Abhinnatva Nama Namino. The name Krishna and the person who is named Krishna, they are Abhinnatva. Non-different. Abhinna means different. Abhinnatva. Abhin means non-different. So when I heard this verse, then, you know, some faith got instilled that, okay, you know, there is some scriptural reference which says. And then later on, when you dig into Bhagavatam, you'll find so many scriptural references. See, the verse we just recited, you know, and this whole chapter is concentrating basically on that fact. Bhutam Namo Lingam Alingam Ishwaram. That is personified by sound, Namo Lingam. Adrashta Rupo Vicharasi Puruskunaha. It is said that he may be Adrashta, may not be visible to our eyes, but Vicharasi Puruskunaha. He wanders in the sound vibration. And so when we sing these verses, we recite these verses and relish these verses, Krishna is present there. And therefore it is most important to be attentive to it. If we are not attentive, then attraction will not come. So Kunti Maharani in a prayer therefore says, Dvayi me ananya vishaya matir madhupate asakrit. So she says to the Lord that I pray, my Lord, that matir madhupate asakrit, that my attention towards you flows continuously. Matir means attention. Ratir means attraction. With rati or ruchi means taste. So we always complain, I have no taste, you know, so long I've been doing devotional service, so many years it has been, I have no attraction for Krishna. But Kunti Maharani here says, where lies the problem? Our problem lies, actually, my problem anyway lies, that the attention is missing. We are not attentive. In Bhagavatam, we are, you know, it is, Parikshit Maharaj says, Shraddhaya, Shrimal Shraddhaya Nityam, Grinam Das Svachyashtitam. Some endeavor, our own endeavor should be there to understand what is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. Cheshtitam. Cheshtitam means endeavor. Swacheshtitam means our own endeavor. Some, our own endeavor should be there. Now, that is the gist of Damodara Lila. You know, some endeavor on our part should be there. And then Krishna reciprocates. But that endeavor should not be based on, you know, thinking that, oh, because of my endeavor, Krishna will come. Then it's pride. Brahmaji also endeavored, it is said, when he was born in the Kamala Asana, and then, you know, he became inquisitive where I come from, then he goes down the lotus flower and goes for millions of years. That is also endeavor, and he was endeavoring for Krishna. But he took shelter of his own intelligence. But he got defeated. He came back on the lotus flower, and then he meditated in the mode of helplessness. So Prabhupada says our chanting should be and our reading of scripture should be such in mode of helplessness. I am helpless, my Lord. Please direct me. Please give me direction. But if we say, oh no, I'll do it. I'll find out where. Then Krishna says, okay, you do it. But in that endeavor, following the instructions of Guru and Shastra, we should be attentive. Matir madhu pater asakrit, Kunti Maharani says, asakrit, means our attention should be continuous. When the attention breaks, that's when the flow of rati. She says, rati uddavata attha. The rati should be overflowing, not just flowing. Nice translation Prabhupada has given here. Rati Uddhavata. Uddhavata means it should be overflowing. Love for Krishna should be overflowing. Love for every devotee should be overflowing. Adha. And without any stoppage. But that will only happen if Mati Madhupati is sacred. If our attention is continuous. If attention is continuous, then attraction for Krishna will be continuous. And the example she gives, Gangye Bhavadam Udanvati, like Ganges, without any hindrance, flows towards the sea. Similarly, oh my Lord, oh Lord of Madhu, let my attraction go towards you unhindered. And then Prabhupada, in his nice report, says that such a devotee gets full transcendental knowledge of the Lord. The swabhava of Krishna, it is said, is such that because he is the Supreme Lord, he doesn't need to do anything. Natasya karya karanam chapityate. No one is equal to him, no one is greater to him. And parasa shakti vividhaiva shruyate. And he is what? Superior powers, shakti. Vividhaiva. Vividhaiva means many, many shaktis he has got. One of the questions that many devotees, many newcomers also ask, that, you know, if I devote time towards chanting, then what will happen to other things? My, you know, my duties, my household affairs, this, that. We don't have time for all that. You know, what you are doing, we cannot do. I also used to think, you know, when I started, 16 rounds? No way. No way we can read 16 rounds. 2 hours, you're asking us to devote. But then, Krishna is time himself as well. For a devotee, Krishna expands time. And actually, the devotee has so much time that the service becomes less. So in this sense it is mentioned, Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastime of Mahaprabhu dancing in the Jagannath Yatra. It is said, Mahaprabhu manifested himself in 8 Sankirtana parties. And Prabhupada questions that how can this be possible? And then Prabhupada answers, because he is Supreme Lord, he is what? Para, Shakti, many, many Shaktis given that this is possible. The Lord doesn't have to endeavor. Just by his will, everything happens. Why? Because svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. This last line is very important. He says svabhaviki. Svabhaviki means it's his natural nature. It's just his nature. That he is full of knowledge. He is full of bala. Means strength. And he is full in ability to do kriya. Work. Is samar in doing work. Jnana bala kriyacha. And Prabhupada then in the paper goes on to mention that we see that if you want to achieve anything material, then we have to endeavor at great lengths. And even that thing isn't achieved. But however, if a devotee is under the shelter of Krishna's divine nature, which is known as Daivim Prakriti. In Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned, Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mahashritaha. If he is under ashray of Daivim Prakriti, which means Radharani, Hara, Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
what happens, that swabhav of jnana, bala and kriya also acts on that devotee. And that devotee, without much extraneous endeavor, is able to do tasks which is unimaginable. Prabhupada, when he used to write the papers, and then when the book used to, Bhagavatam used to come back to him, he used to read and relish. And he used to read in a way that he'd be surprised. Like, did I really translate this? Did I really write this? Krishna is doing everything. Actually, everything is done by Krishna. As we were mentioning yesterday. Krishna says, Maya Veyata. He addresses Arjuna as Sarvasachi. Sarvasachi means one who is expert in shooting arrows. But he says to Arjuna that Manyeva Eta Nihata Purvam Eta, all these soldiers in the battlefield, Arjuna, I have already killed them. Nonetheless, you are expert in shooting arrows, so you shoot arrows. This is Krishna's transcendental sarcasm. He's already doing, we are not doing, we think we are doing it. Actually, he's doing everything. But we are taking the ownership that, you know, we are the doers. But when we are in touch under the shelter of Devi Prakriti, then we get this glimpse that actually everything is happening. You know, my work at office, this task was very difficult. Let me chant my rounds nicely before I go to work this morning. And when you go, everything just flows. It happens. Have you experienced it, Prabhu Swamiji's? Anyone? Yes, few hands up. It does happen like that. Because it is not different from Krishna. It is Devim Prakriti. Prabhupada used to only sleep, what, 2-3 hours. I know when he went to Fiji, then one devotee, Jagannath Prabhu, he told me, he wasn't a devotee then, this Jagannath Prabhu. So he, because he had a very nice big house, so Prabhupada was arranged to stay there. So Prabhupada could have his own room in privacy. So all the devotees, after doing the program, they came back, and till 11 o'clock they were talking and planning on, you know, how to build the temple there. And then everyone went to sleep around about 11:30. And then 1 o'clock, Jagannath Prabhu heard a sound that Prabhupada is speaking and calling. So he thought that everyone is asleep and Prabhupada is, you know, calling, no one is attending. So he woke up and he went to Prabhupada's room and he knocked slightly and opened the door. And what he saw was the lamp light was on. Prabhupada had his Richter form, his Bhagavatam, and he was chanting verses of Bhagavatam, translating and speaking the papers at that time. Now by material calculation, any doctor would say, if you don't have 8 hours of sleep, that's not enough. You cannot function properly. But this is transcendental. Because we are in touch with transcendental world, God, niryapita deha dharma, then whatever the constitution of the material body is, that constitution is overrated by superior jurisdiction, which is Krishna consciousness. The devotee is no longer material. Srila Prabhupada is 10% spiritual being, and all his activities, mind, everything was totally attentive to Krishna. Then he is able to achieve great deeds, because Krishna gives him enough knowledge to accomplish what is required to be accomplished. And then here it is said in this verse that Aishwaryam, such devotee becomes very opulent. Narada Muni is very opulent. The speciality of Narada Muni is that wherever he goes, he is welcome. He goes to demons, they also welcome him. Because he is nirapeksha, it is said. Nirapeksha means he does not want anything from anyone. They know, demons know, that, oh, he is harmless. He won't come to us and say, oh, please give me some money. Please give me, you know, nice house or this. No. Narada Muni just comes, laughs, talks nicely, says something about Krishna, and then he goes away. But Narada Muni is opulent. He may not have riches, but he is very opulent. Prabhupada, his fame is spread throughout the three worlds. We chant every day in the morning. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Throughout the globe, you know, we have temples. And throughout each longitude, we have separate time zones. 24 hours Prabhupada is glorified like this. When Guru Puja ends in one longitude, it's starting in another longitude. Which other else personality has so much opulence? So the gopis say, Jayati Devikam Janmana Praja. That actually glorious are those who are connected or born in the land of Praja. So if we become Krishna consciousness, we'll have all opulence. Everyone will remember us. And then the most important thing here is mentioned, bhavam, that it's translated, Prabhupada translates that as loving affection, intimate affection and love. We become subject of receiving Krishna's intimate affection and love. Krishna loves us. Yes, he does. And receiving Krishna's affection and love, nothing can equate to that. That's why we chant, as Prabhu mentioned, it's all about love. Love achieves everything. And when we see Krishna, we cannot help but dedicate our lives to him. Rukmini Devi only heard about Krishna and she dedicated her life to Krishna. Imagine if you are asked, Prabhu's or Mataji's, you know, if you ask to marry a girl or boy, you know, and they say, don't worry, I'm just telling you about them. You don't need to see them. In the olden days it used to happen. My parents never saw each other. They got married. But actually, this is transcendental subject matter. Just by listening about Krishna, Rukmini Devi goes on to say, Kvatva mukunda mahati kulashila rupam vidyavayo dravina dhamo bhiratma tulyam dhirapatim kulavatim navrinita kanyam kale nasimhanar loka manobhiram. She says, Kvatva mukunda mahati kulashila rupam. O Mukunda, in this world, who is as great as you? Mahati. Kula. Who else has a great dynasty, Yadu dynasty, as your dynasty is? Rupam. Again, your form is the most beautiful. Vidya, Vayor, Dravina, Dhamma, Atma, Tulya. In terms of knowledge, you are the most knowledgeable person. Vayor. You are youthful. Krishna is ever youthful. Dhamma, and Krishna is in full control of his senses. Prabhupada mentions in Krishna book that Krishna was not attached at all. They were beautiful themselves of Vrindavan and he just left. Although his heart was there, but he left. His full control of his senses. Atmatulya. She says it's only comparable, O Krishna. All this is only comparable with you. Dhirapatim kulavatim nami. Therefore, a girl who has reached of the right age, who else she would desire to marry than you? Kale nasim anaraloka manobhiramam. O lion amongst men, I have given my heart to you. Manobhiramam. And I delight in you. Please come and take my. Very nice phrase, these are of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we are with Srimad Bhagavatam, this form of Krishna manifests before us. But we have to be, again, as mentioned here, we have to be attentive. When we are attentive, then all the other 10 offenses slowly will go away. And then when love for God is achieved, what else is required? As Guru Maharaj says, Swami Kritatosmi Ramayache. Oh my Lord, I'm fully satisfied now. I do not require anything else. So thank you, Prabhus and Prabhupis, for tolerating me. Please, you know, if you have any realizations, comments, would you like to hear them? Yes, please.
You said, in India, they speak 30 or 30.
that's Krishna's speciality, you know, that he does everything, but he gives the fame to his devotees. Like it is said, when the battle of Kurukshetra was over, Yudhishthira Maharaj became very depressed. And everyone is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj that don't be depressed. You know, this was a war fought on religious principles. You tried everything, you know, you were willing to settle in 5 villages, but, you know, it was them. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, you know, I'm most fallen, you know, because of me so many men have died, so many widows are there, I have caused destruction. Everyone, even Krishna was explaining, he wasn't. But it was Krishna's desire that Bhishma Dev speak to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And so Bhishma Dev, while he's lying on the bed of arrows, Krishna is glorifying Bhishma Dev. And when Bhishma Dev explains to Yudhishthira, then Yudhishthira understands. Yes.
Would you like to tell us about the background of Narad Muni? We heard he was a Gandharva before he became son of Shudrani. So what was the story background?
To be honest, Prabhuji, I've read it, but I do not remember. But anyone else would tell? Please, if you know, tell us.
That's all right.
Yes, please.
The Prabhupada was doing work, what type of instruments he was using? Dictaphone, what does it do?
It's a recorder. So Prabhupada, he wasn't writing Bhagavatam, so to speak. He was speaking, and then then he would listen to it and then type it, or someone else would type it. That's how. So actually, this is spoken words of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is speaking. He used to wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and do it. So much labor he went through just for us, so that he could finish this work. So if he woke up 1 o'clock in the morning, at least we should wake up at 4 o'clock and you know, do our rounds, and most importantly, study Srila Prabhupada's book. This will make our chanting more attentive. It will improve the quality of our chanting. That's why we had this program, that Bhagavatam should be there, and not only reading of Bhagavatam, but study of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam should be a study, not just a side reading. And when we meditate on these verses actually speak to us. We nicely recite. Now please recite. A few verses are there. Sankirtyamanam.
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 Bhagavan Anantaha.
Bhagavan Anantaha.
Bhagavan Anantaha. Sankirtimano, of whom Bhagavan Ananta, of the unlimited Lord. What happens? Shrutanubhavo.
Shrutanubhavo.
Through hearing. Anubhava means we experience. We don't have to bang our heads, it's directly there. We experience the Lord through hearing. That's what the whole chapter is about. Shrutanubhavo.
Shrutanubhavo.
Vyasanam hipumsam.
Vyasanam hipumsam.
What is the result? Vyasanam hipumsam. All the things, bad habits that we are addicted to, it automatically goes away. We don't have to endeavor hard for it. This is the result of hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna.
Shrutanubhavo. Shrutanubhavo.
Vyasanam hipumsam.
Vyasanam hipumsam.
Pravishta chittam.
Pravishta chittam.
Vidhavati asesham.
Vidhavati asesham.
That same name of Krishna, when it enters the courtyard of our hearts, then vidhunoti asesham, it cleanses the heart of all the. I think it cleanses the heart.
Margin.
Yes. Margin. Get to that one margin. Pravishta chittam.
Pravishta chittam.
Vidnoti yasesham.
Vidnoti yasesham.
Yatata morko.
Yatata morko.
Aparam ivati vata.
Aparam ivati vata.
So he explains just like as soon as sun appears, darkness goes away. As soon as clouds move away, you know, the sun is inside. So we can see Krishna face to face. Then Swami goes on to say, Mrisha Hirastahi,
Mrisha Hirastahi,
Asatira Sakatha,
Asatira Sakatha,
Nakatya Feya,
Nakatya Feya,
Bhagavan Adhokshaja,
Bhagavan Adhokshaja.
However, if we leave this, and then we'll be doing what? We'll be doing asatir, asat katha. We'll be doing speaking nonsense, gramya katha, prachalatha. And that is not productive at all. Rather, as we were saying, discussing yesterday, that any spare time we have, we should go to Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or chant our rounds. Any spare time we have, we should. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, you know, in India, calf is tied, and as soon as you open the calf, without any deviation, it will run towards the mother. So similarly, as soon as our material duties are over, we should run towards Bhagavatam, chanting or Bhagavad Gita, not go here and there. And when that happens, then that is Sat-katha. Otherwise, Mrisha Girastahi,
Mrisha Girastahi,
Asatira Sat-katha,
Asatira Sat-katha,
Tadaiva Satyam,
Tadaiva Satyam,
Tadyaiva Mangalam,
Tadaiva Mangalam,
Tadaiva Punyam,
Tadaiva Punyam,
Bhagavad Gunodayam,
Bhagavad
Asatir Katha. But Sat Katha is what? Sat Katha is chanting of Krishna's names, chanting of his pastimes, his glories. He mentions that it is not that this is something superficial, it is fictional. No. Sukha Goswami says again and again, Tadeva Satyam. This is the truth. Satyam, Satyam, Punaha Satyam. I'm saying it again and again. This is the truth, my friend. This is the truth. This is the only truth. Hare Nam Eva Kevam. That the holy name of Sri Hari be all that be. Tadeva Satyam.
Tadeva Satyam.
Tadeva Mangalam.
Tadeva Mangalam.
Tadeva Punyam.
Tadeva Punyam.
Bhagavad Gunodayam.
Bhagavad Gunodayam.
Bhagavad Gunodayam. Singing the qualities of Krishna is these three things, Satyam, Mangalam, and Punyam. So if you translate this, Satyam means truth, Mangalam means auspicious, and Punyam means piety. So our Gurudev, you know, composed the acronym, TAP. So this is the vowel, you know, our mouths are like vowel of TAP. It should only open to say this katha of Krishna. Otherwise, it is asatir katha. Only Krishna's names should flow from this tab. So we should be mindful that only open it enough to do our material things, what is needed to be spoken and done. And then we fully open it when we chant. Tadaiva satyam.
Tadaiva satyam.
Because it is the truth. Tadyuhaiva mangalam.
Tadyuhaiva mangalam.
Is most auspicious. Tadaiva punyam.
Tadaiva punyam.
It is piety. It is pious. It is the only pious thing. What? Bhagavad gunodayam.
Bhagavad gunodayam.
Tadaiva ramyam.
Tadaiva ramyam.
Ru
Ruchiram Navam Navam.
Ruchiram Navam Navam.
Then he said, Tadeva Ramyam. When we do this attentively, then it is pleasurable. Ramyam. Ramyam means it is pleasurable. Or sporting. We sport with Krishna. Krishna reciprocates. It's very precious. Krishna says, Prabhupada says, sorry, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. And when we take part in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, then we experience that pleasure. Mantra is only one. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
But this one mantra gives so much pleasure. Is it? Rupa Goswami says, Tunde Tandavani Ratim Vitanute Tundavali Labdhaye Karna krodha tadambani yatayate karna bubedya spuham. That when the holy names of Krishna dance on our tongue, then we desire millions and millions of tongues. And when the same name enters the channel of ears, then we desire millions and millions of ears. And when through the channel of ears, the holy names of Krishna, Chetah prangana sangami vijayate sarvendriyanam sproham. They enter the courtyard of our hearts. Then sarvendriya vijayate. Then all the senses which were involved with external affairs, they become hidden. We become satisfied. Nothing else is required. No jano janite kiyat bhiramitehi. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar, amrite, these two syllables have produced. No chano, yadhya amrite, Krishna iti varna dvahi. Krishna iti varna dvahi. He has it is mentioned. Tadeva ramyam.
Tadeva ramyam.
Ruchiram navam navam.
Ruchiram navam navam.
Every day, new and new taste is there. Ruchiram navam navam.
Tadeva shashvam.
Tadeva shashvam.
Manasoho mahatsavam.
Manasoho mahatsavam.
It is transcendental. We cannot explain it, nor can we explain it to others. We can only recite these verses and get a glimpse of it. But when we chant attentively, then we can know that, okay, you know, our bodily requirements are reducing. Our desires, material desires are reducing. It is being subdued. And we are getting some taste of holy names. And the more saturated we are in our devotional service, that taste increases and increases. And what is it? Manaso Mahatsavam.
Manaso Mahatsavam.
It is the perpetual festival of the mind. This is how Prabhupada translates it. Now we love festivals, isn't it? Festivals is great. We are all very enlivened with dance. But every day can be a festival. If we just sit down and attentively do our chanting of Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is Manaso Mahasavam. Forget about depression pills. No depression will be there. This is the greatest cure. Manaso Mahatsavam.
Manaso
Mahatsavam.
Manaso Mahatsavam.
Tadeva Shoka.
Tadeva Shoka.
Arnava Shoshanam Nikam.
Arnava Shoshanam Nikam.
The whole lamentation, ocean of lamentation, becomes dried up when we are saturated in chanting.
Yaduttama shloka.
Yaduttama shloka.
Yasho nukhiyate.
Yasho nukhiyate.
This is Uttama shloka. These transcendental verses and Krishna's names are Uttama, best selected verses. And therefore, he should be glorified. Yasho anukhiyate. We should sing glorifying amongst ourselves. Now get together. sing Bhagavatam, sing Bhagavad Gita, Harinam. And then we are fully satisfied and we can experience love. I think we should stop now for this. Anyone has any questions? Yes, Guruji.
In the Bhagavad Prabhupada mentions that Lord reveals his identity gradually to one teaching way. And then he says that Prabhupada mentions that the mystic opulences are also hindered. And further, he mentions that the devotee
is
an ignorant of
why.
How do we understand? Because he says, when we have in faith the render of the devotee, it doesn't work. Is that a process of what's the secret?
Yes, like Prabhupada was asked. You know, like, oh, this yogi does this miracle, this yogi does that miracle. What is your miracle? Prabhupada answered, my miracle is that I have 10 degrees in the habits. And these were sleeping at 12 o'clock in the morning, waking at 12 o'clock. Now they are waking at 4 o'clock in the morning, having bath. So, devotee becomes endowed with all mistakes. But as mentioned in the report, he does not use as an exhibition to say, oh, I can, you know, do this, I can manifest this smoothie and this, that. Doesn't need to. He's only interested in, his paradukha-dukhi, he's only interested in giving Krishna consciousness to others. Prabhupada, you know, only because he wanted to follow the orders of his spiritual master. That's the one single thing he had in his mind. And anything which is against that instruction, or, you know, even to the point of inconvenience, Prabhupada goes through that inconvenience. That's it. So Krishna bestows all opulence, you know, whatever then devotee desires. Anyway, devotee doesn't desire anything for himself. He desires to spread Krishna consciousness. So Krishna then becomes obliged. Krishna reciprocates. So gives all the facility. Yes, you can have disciples who assist you in spreading Krishna consciousness. That is the mysticism. Our Guru Maharaj was saying, you know, probably 100 years from now, people will not believe that such a personality as Prabhupada really existed. Because whatever he did really was miracle. You know, we are very fortunate we are born in this era that, you know, some of us may have seen Prabhupada or we know direct disciples. So we know, yes, it is true. But down the line, you know, they may think, oh, this is some fictional person who's there. Thank you very much for listening to this. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ji Ki Jai, Jagannath Bodhisattva Jamali Ki Jai, Shri Gauri Taitan Ki Jai, Shri